This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. The Union Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas has directed households with both PNG and LPG connections to surrender their LPG connection with immediate effect. Oil marketing companies have also been instructed not to issue new LPG connections or provide refills to consumers who already have access to piped natural gas. The government said the step has been taken to prevent duplication of cooking gas supply and to ensure that LPG cylinders remain available for households that do not have access to PNG networks. The notification comes amidst disruptions in global fuel supply due to the ongoing crisis in West Asia. Meanwhile, following diplomatic efforts by India, Iran has allowed two Indian-flagged LPG carriers to transit through Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, in the inter-ministerial media briefing yesterday, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, urged citizens to refrain from panic booking of LPG cylinders and only book when required. The Arunachal Fashion Week 2026 commenced on Saturday at Interior Park Nahalagan with a vibrant display of indigenous textiles and contemporary design. Inaugurating the 8-day event, Chief Minister Pema Khandu announced the establishment of a creative economy cell within the CMO to support local artists and artisans. The new cell aims to provide a dedicated platform for showcasing Arunachal's crafts globally. The Night of Opulence opener showcased a fusion of traditional tribal weaves and modern silhouettes. The event will continue till 21 March, featuring designer artisans, collaborations and public exhibitions. BAIC exhibition and event successfully organized. BAIC Connect Itanagar, a knowledge sharing and networking platform bringing together architects, engineers, government officials, builders and industry leaders to discuss the future of architecture, urban planning and infrastructure development in Arunachal Pradesh. The event was organized in collaboration with the Architects Association of Arunachal Pradesh. BAIC Connect Itanagar featured several insightful technical sessions focusing on key themes relevant to the region's development. The success of BAIC Connect Itanagar highlighted the strong commitment of the professional and government community in Arunachal Pradesh towards building a sustainable, resilient and future-ready built environment. A specialized coaching camp by the Netball Association of Arunachal Pradesh is underway till 19 March at the Netball Ground Itanagar, led by Coach Vinod Kumar Kanu and Assistant Coach Biswajit Boro. The camp prepares athletes for the upcoming 2nd Senior National Mixed Netball and 4th Fast 5 Junior National Championships in Uttar Pradesh. Association General Secretary Techi Tongam emphasized the camp's role in honing state talent for the national stage. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Assam has transformed into a major healthcare hub for the northeastern region over the last 10 years of BJP-led government, reducing the need for residents to travel to outside the region for treatment. The Home Minister said Assam is the first state in India to introduce proton therapy machine within the public healthcare system and has made world-class cancer treatment facilities. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 2,090 crore rupees in Guwahati today. 7 Indian pilgrims were killed and several others injured in Nepal after a microbus met with an accident in Gorkha district last evening. According to police, the electric microbus was carrying 16 people, including 14 Indian pilgrims, returning from Manakamana temple when it veered off the road at Kantar in Sahid Lakhan rural municipality. The vehicle reportedly plunged nearly 200 meters down a hillside. Taking a strict note on the issue related to the question paper of UP Police Sub-Inspector Recruitment Examination, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed all recruitment board chairpersons in the state to ensure that no disrespectful or derogatory remarks are made about the dignity and beliefs of any individual caste, sect or religious community. Tensions in the Gulf region has escalated after Iran accused the United Arab Emirates of allowing its territory to be used for missile strikes against Iranian positions. A Pakistani terrorist was killed during a joint operation by the Indian Army and Jammu and Kashmir Police in the Uri sector of Baramulla district today. The army said the infiltration bid along the line of control was foiled in the Buchar area during the intervening night of 14 and 15 March. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.